Live from Marion, Ohio, it's Friday night. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your hosts, Scott Spears and Bailey Hunt.
And it's Scott Spears along with you live from Marion, Ohio. It's Friday night live, getaway Friday, Memorial Day weekend, Friday, May the 22nd, 2020, 522, 2020. How many ways can I say the date? 15 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears along with you for the ride tonight. And my guest co-host tonight, Bailey Hunt.
I'm not your guest co-host.
Oh, you didn't get the memo that was sent out earlier on in the week?
Oh, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you tried to pick a fight right before we went on the air, so now I have to pay it back a little bit.
Oh, that was fun.
Let's go to receipt.
I don't usually keep my receipts.
Well, you just got one.
I would like to give it back.
Here's what happened before we went on the air. Are you going to be playing on the computer again tonight?
No,
That drives me nuts.
I know. No, I have it up so in case anybody messages me. Because my phone's almost dead.
Well, heaven forbid. We don't want to miss those.
Yeah, well.
Here's what happened before we went on the air tonight. What is wrong with you over there?
Microphone is off center.
This is why you... Well, you've only been sitting there 10 minutes. You couldn't have done that in the... Before we got on the air?
Ugh, everything's backwards. I just don't like it.
Here's what happened. You are going to be gone for 2 weeks in July.
Yes.
And I will be bringing in somebody else.
Right.
And I was discussing before we went on the air about how, you know, sometimes if you bring on somebody and they do a really good job, you have to make them the new co-host.
No, you don't.
Well, you do, because that's what happens. Now, you've still got a few weeks here to prove yourself before July, but, you know, if they come in and are, like, fantastic, I can't turn them out.
You're so loud. I was just saying, just stating a fact right there.
I'm not even sure you'll make it to the end of this show.
I know, I don't know. My eardrums might bust.
No. I might be taking replacements tonight.
Oh, well.
There's somebody I could IM right now would be in this studio before 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I bet you, right? It is 8:17, and if I IM them right now, they would be here before the end of the 9 o'clock break with a large Diet Coke for me.
Oh, well, why don't you do that then?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, I would love to see how that turned out.
Well, how would that turn out?
I don't know. How would it?
Well, you would leave peacefully.
Oh.
And the new person would come in and give me a beverage.
Not so much.
And I would drink it and we'd finish the show up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You don't see that?
No.
What do you see happening?
I don't want to talk about it.
This is radio. We have to share.
I would not leave peacefully.
Well, what would you do? Would I have to call the cops and have you drug out?
Probably.
Because you'd be doing what?
I'm a little crazy, you know.
A little?
Yeah. A little.
I mean,
I don't know.
Why can't you come up with something?
Because I'm not in that situation. Well, I know you wouldn't do that.
Oh. Okay.
So, there.
You think not?
Yeah, I know you wouldn't.
I'm going to have to place an IM.
Okay.
We'll be in that situation.
Okay. Guess we'll see what happens, huh?
You've got the most serious face on right now.
I know.
Why?
Hold on a second.
That's not very serious looking. That looks ridiculous. You've got the headphones on the side of your head now.
Yeah, my earring is like hurting me. So I gotta take it out for a second.
Anyway.
Until we're done.
Which will be about 15 minutes.
Right.
So.
Until your new person gets here.
Till my new person gets here.
Mm-hmm.
Won't that be exciting for the audience tonight that they'll have two shows in one?
I hope she takes you home.
Well, I imagine she'll have to drive here, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean she'll drop me off.
Maybe.
Well, why wouldn't she?
I don't know. Maybe she won't like you at the end.
I know, most people like me at the end much better than they like me in the beginning.
See, I don't really got that vibe.
What is that?
Hold on. Normally my volume is not up. I don't know what happened there.
I think it'll be great.
Okay, well, do what you gotta do, man.
So the first hour tonight will be with you, mm-hmm. and then the second hour tonight will be with a different person.
Mm-hmm.
Mystery.
Right.
So everybody tune in for that at 9 o'clock. And in any event. But first hour, we got to get some things cleared up here.
Are we going fishing tomorrow?
You know, you ask these things, much like the cookout on Monday, that you have no intention to attend.
No, I plan on coming.
Oh, see, you... I'm not even going to fight this battle anymore, because... You said this morning, you said, I'm definitely coming.
No. That is not what I said. I said, I will definitely be there as long as I don't have any family things. And I don't think I do.
Let me just lay this out. Isn't there somebody you can ask so we can just clear this all up right now?
You just spilled your...
Just keep talking. Go ahead.
Well, nobody ever has an answer. I don't even know what I'm doing tomorrow. And tomorrow's a big day. And I don't even know what time I have to be anywhere, or if I have to be anywhere. So, ugh.
That's a messy life.
I know.
So in any event...
I just wish someone would tell me what to do.
In any event, what happened Monday was, I said I was having a Memorial Day cookout.
Yeah.
And like you do with everything, you invited yourself.
Right.
And then you even said, I'm going to bring a certain thing.
Yeah.
So then I started to put the rest of it together. And then you came back and said, well, I don't know if I'll be there. And I'm thinking, well, nobody invited you. Why did you say you were coming if you're not coming? And then you said you weren't going to come if somebody else was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that person is going to be there. So then you came back and said, well, as long as I don't have other plans, I'll be there. And I said, well, if you have other plans, go do your plans.
Yeah, but I don't know if I have any other plans. I don't think so. I feel like you should probably get a new paper towel. I can't believe you just spilled your whole Diet Coke.
I got a break. Now I've really got to call that person and have them send me a Diet Coke.
Oh, man.
So... I can't say who's on the guest list for the cookout, but I'm going to have quite a cookout Monday. With people listening Tuesday morning are going to have quite a show.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Well, I don't know that you'll necessarily be there.
Oh, I will.
Now, see, and tomorrow you'll tell me you won't be.
No, I'm sure I'll be there at some point.
No, I don't want drop-ins. I told you, either come or you don't come.
Okay. We'll figure it out.
I don't have guests at my event like that.
I like to just be spontaneous.
I have a plan B fishing tomorrow, so if you can't go fishing, which you told me you couldn't at one point.
Well, I can in the morning.
And I asked you earlier on, I said, well, what time is that? And you had no time.
I don't know, but I know it's not in the morning. Because I know it's like a date night type thing.
You want to, like, help me here with the timing on this thing?
Well, it's going to be in the evening, like afternoon, evening. So if we go in the morning, we'll be good.
Well, what is morning to you on a Saturday?
Well, I mean, I can get up early. I don't care. I used to get up at, like, 5 a.m., 5 a.m.
Well,
to go
we'll
fishing.
We'll get up at 4 a.m. tomorrow, and we'll head over to either Indian Lake or the Tallgrass Trail.
I think we should probably go to Tallgrass Trail.
Yeah, that's right. Easier to get rid of the body locally.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
So we'll head over to the Tallgrass Trail at sunup.
I've never been there.
Well, neither have I.
Yeah.
That's why I thought Indian Lake would be more interesting.
No. That's too far away.
It's an hour away.
Yeah, but I have a time.
I don't know what the time frame is.
I don't know either, but I don't want
to
have to.
Well,
Yeah, but I don't want to have to rush it. I've asked like 3 times now, and nobody will
give me time.
What
time do you think? Like, ballpark this for me. You're the typical woman here. You cannot give me any straight answers.
I think it's going to be in the evening.
Okay, like what time?
Probably like 6-ish.
So, okay, well, we can get a lot of fishing in before 6-ish.
Yeah. I'm asking right now.
Ask about that cookout, too.
Okay.
We need answers tonight before the end of this show, because I've got plan Bs for both of those events.
Well, if you want to do your plan B, I'll still show up and not really care.
Well, I don't allow people to just show up at my events.
I know where you live, so...
But I have police...
No, you don't.
...set up outside.
And I know people that are going to be there. your mom loves me, Sean loves me.
Not what they
it's
told me.
It's a whole
me.
Thing.
That's not what they said.
Oh, yep, it is. It's a whole thing.
Not really.
Oh, yeah.
And then we've got people there who you'll meet for the first... It's. A, I mean, when I told you... I don't want to say the guest list on the air because it sounds...
Well, kinda, I already know it, but...
That's why I'm asking yeah. you the question. Because it sounds kind of hoity-toity, mm-hmm. but doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, but by the sound of this guest list, what do you think?
I think that it's going to be fun. I don't know what else to say. It's going to be a fun time. I don't want to miss it.
Aw.
I know.
It's a shame that you will, but it's... Put those eyes back in your head.
Mm-hmm.
So, I hope the next co-host of this show that comes around in July will be as... will not roll her eyes as much at me.
Well, she has 2 weeks to try to be better.
Yeah, that's what I understand.
July 3rd and July 10th.
And then on July 17th...
I'll be back.
And you'll be sitting at home listening to this program with me and her.
I'm not going to listen.
Why wouldn't you listen?
Why would I?
You become my enemy?
If you replace me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So our friendship is totally based in this.
No, but I wouldn't listen.
Why?
Why would I?
You wouldn't listen to me every morning?
I might listen to you in the morning if I went and listened to this. I have better things to do on a Friday night.
You're here.
I know. But I'm sure I could come up with something better to do. If you replace me.
Better than this?
Yeah.
You have things right now you could replace this with that are better than this.
Well, no, because everything's closed, but, you know.
Well, I didn't know you had things you could be doing that you would have more fun doing.
Well, I don't.
I could release you from this right now and you could go do those things.
I don't. I'm just saying, if you decide to replace me, I'll find something to replace this. It might take a minute, but I'll figure something out.
Yeah, but you have a radio in your car.
It might not be as fun. I'm not going to... First of all, I don't even get this station where I live.
Oh, yeah. If you got a good antenna, you could pick it up. The pastor listens over there.
Okay, well, my car is a 2017, and I still can't pick it up. So.
I think that car's junk, because I can pick it up in my car when I'm over there.
Well, that's good for you.
I think they sold you a car with a bum antenna.
No, I do get it over by Elgin, though, when there I take my kids to school.
See?
Mm-hmm. So that's so weird.
I think your antenna is probably in your windshield, and it's probably the way you're facing.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Anyway, you'll listen on Friday night when you're out partying.
Yeah.
Just turn this car show on, and we'll give you all the information.
I don't ever get to party.
A good party is important for people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would have parties at my house if I could right now.
Good.
I love people. I mean, not really, but...
Would you invite me? You invited me to a Christmas party.
I did.
And I did not show up.
Yeah, but I invited you. Yes, did. I would invite you.
I wouldn't come, but
I'm
glad
I'd
that you would
invite
you. Me.
Yeah.
I would not show up.
Right.
I remember the night of your Christmas.
No, you know what I would do?
What's that?
If you replaced me and I was having a party on a Friday night, I'd invite whoever you replaced me with, and then I would not show up to my own party, and they'd just be at my house.
No, I think they would come here because they knew they'd have to be here.
No, I'd be here.
Here's what I want to say. I remember that something just popped into my head about that Christmas party that you had that you invited me to, and I did not show up at all.
Yeah.
And I remember that you were messaging me during the party, so that just tells you how fun that party was.
We had a lot of fun.
Yeah. Ooh.
And, well, I mean, yeah.
And I was down in Columbus,
mm-hmm.
and we drove right by. We could have got off on that. And I remember thinking, that party is going on right now. And then I said to the person I was with, I said, hit the gas.
You had never been to my house at that point, though.
Mm, right.
Yeah.
But what that first time for everything, it would probably be easier to come during a party.
Right. But you've been there now.
Yeah, but I still wouldn't come to the party.
We watched The Little Mermaid the other day.
Yesterday.
Yeah, that was fun.
We did.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a party from Christmas, and you're talking about last night.
Well, you know. But no, that party was fun, though, for the most part.
I'm happy.
I had to take some people's keys away from them, though.
I just remember being
and they were not happy.
I just remember being in Columbus and talking to you at that time.
Yeah. Yep. And I took people's keys away, and they got mad, and I had to lock myself and their keys in my room. Oh, it was...
Oh, I do remember that now.
Yeah.
Well, I remember when I was talking to you, you were upset.
Uh-huh.
You were upset, and you were upset about a strange thing. Do you remember what you were upset? I remember this now. It's all coming back to me.
I don't remember.
Because I was at, it was Christmas time, and I had gone down to Columbus with somebody to shop.
Mm-hmm. Sean. I know who the somebody was.
Was it?
Yes, it was Sean.
I don't think it was.
Yes, it was. Because he wanted to come to the party. You guys went to I remember. You guys, yeah.
In any event. We're in Columbus, and for some reason on a Saturday night, the mall's closing early at Polaris.
Yeah.
And so I remember it was fairly early, and then, so he, I don't know where he was, he went somewhere else, and I was looking to buy some Christmas gifts, and I was at, we were in Macy's. Mm-hmm. I love Macy's at Christmas. So I'm shopping at Macy's, and the cell phone keeps going off, and it was you.
Yeah.
And you were upset, and here's the reason, I remember it like it was, you were upset because you had told me that you had been drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I didn't respond quick enough. Do you remember this now?
Oh my gosh, I was drinking a lot.
Yeah. You had said you were drinking.
Yeah.
A lot. And I didn't respond because I was looking at Christmas gifts or something. And I pulled back up the cell phone. You know what you said. You remember this. You said, are you mad at me because I was drinking?
Which I don't even know why. Oh my gosh. That's so funny though.
You remember this?
Yeah.
And I said, I'm not your father. I don't care what you do. I'm shopping right now.
Oh man, that was a good night.
That was strange.
I don't know why. I was so worried that you were mad.
You were.
I know, and I don't know why.
And it wasn't, you can say it was like you were drunk and that's why no, because it lasted like 24 hours. I remember the next
hangover
day.
Hangover man.
No. You were. I
probably reread the messages and was like, oh.
No, I don't think that's what happened. I think I think that you had said you weren't going to drink. Which care if you were drinking. It didn't matter to me. I don't know why you were telling me you weren't going to drink anyway.
We played this game called Buzzed. That was fun.
But then I think you thought I was going to write you off.
But apparently I drink a lot because I have done a lot of things. That's what the game is. It's like drink if you've done this, and so then you drink.
Oh. Yeah. Well, all I'm saying is...
I got drunk real quick.
I'm not like the sobriety police. I didn't care what you were doing as long as you were at home and not driving.
Yeah. I don't ever... If I drink at all, I don't drive. I don't like that.
No, but you're always worried I'm going to be angry with you. And I don't understand why.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not an angry person.
I know. That's so funny. And there's some people I'm just like, oh, please be mad. Please be mad at me. Please be mad at me. Don't talk to me today.
But I'm not going to get into all of them, but there are certain things that if almost anything that if you think that I'm angry with you, even though I haven't said I'm angry with you, you get upset.
Oh, yeah. I have a meltdown.
You do.
It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. It, like with this thing with the co-host right now, there's about to be a meltdown.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just kidding around.
Yep.
But you don't even like that. You can't even take the kidding about
it. Oh, man. No. I think it's like... I think it's like the bipolar in me.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, maybe.
But you just said you're not that way with everybody.
Oh, yeah, but I don't know. I just care about this.
About this show. That's nice.
About the show, about you. About the podcast, you know. I don't... Like,
in that order?
No. Like, if I care about someone, though, I don't want them to be upset with me. Like, disappointed or angry or, like, upset at all. Like, I don't like that.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a good quality.
Well, how many people are on this... You don't have to tell me who they are, but how many people do you worry about this with? Because if you had, like, a lot of people, you might be miserable a lot.
No, I mean, like, close family. Like, my mom, obviously. And, yeah, that's...
Me and your mom. there are more people on this list.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few, like, really close friends and family. I mean, I make my dad mad all the time, and that's fine.
I'm just saying, like, give me a number of people who are on this list.
I don't know, maybe 10.
That's too many. But take me off that list.
I don't know. I don't even know that it's that many, though, really. Because I don't know that I really... Because I don't really worry about people getting mad because I don't do things to make other people mad.
I don't know why you always think you make me mad.
I don't know. Maybe it's just how you, like, come off.
How do I come off?
Angry.
Do I?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think it's just because, like, I can't ever tell if you're joking because you can keep a serious face so well and I cannot. So I don't always know if you're joking or being serious. And so sometimes I think that you're being serious and you're joking, and so you don't understand why I'm so paranoid.
Oh, this is somebody calling in to say, wow. What? Oh, I know who this is.
Oh.
Go ahead, caller, who I know very well.
Well, hello, you two.
Hi.
How's it? Are you listening?
I am listening. I am driving down the road. I got hit.
You about got hit?
Yes. The car ran a stoplight.
Oh.
Did you happen to see my new co-host out there on the road?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, they're out there.
You get a new co-host?
Sean, do you want to take my place on July 3rd and July 10th while I'm in Texas?
Absolutely, Bestie.
Okay, thank you.
Sean, we won't need you on July 3rd or July 10th.
By the way, Scott.
Yes.
We don't have any money in our budget to fix the soundboard, so you spill your pop everywhere.
I didn't spill it on the soundboard.
Good.
I spilled it on my hand.
And all over the desk.
And all over the desk.
All over the desk.
Now, do you think I come off angry?
I can never get you angry.
I know, see? So why does this thing...
This thing? I'm a thing?
A thing. Why does this thing think that I'm angry all the time? Have you ever seen me angry in the 25 years I've known you?
No, I haven't tried to get him angry before, and he hasn't.
Have you ever seen me upset in the 25 years I've known you?
I've never even seen you cry.
There you go. Checkmate.
I think you've seen me cry at least 50 times.
Like once a day.
It's a thing. I cry a lot.
And there were times people thought I was going to cry. You remember those times, don't you, Sean?
Yeah, during hardship, yeah.
And did I cry?
Nope.
There you go. And I've seen it all.
Yeah, you have. Yeah, you have.
So
what's the topic? This is it's like all about... Who's the co-host, or what's the topic tonight?
Sorta. Because I know I have to have a new the big party Monday is one of the topics. Are you excited, Sean? You're on the guest list. You're bringing the buns. No, not the buns.
Oh, I am? I didn't know I was on the guest list.
You know, we talked the other night.
I'll be there.
Are you going to be there?
No, she's not going to be. No, Sean, she's not going to be there. So listen.
You can be my cornhole. You can be my cornhole partner.
Okay.
We're not playing cornhole. When did this come about?
I don't know. We have to play cornhole. That's the part of the tradition.
We got to play that.
Do you know some of the people I got coming to this shindig? They ain't going to be out there playing cornhole.
Okay, but I will. I can bring some games.
You can?
Yeah, I can bring Cards Against Humanity, Relative Insanity.
Sean gets nervous around some of these people. Don't you, Sean?
We can play Red Rover, Red Rover, and Scott right over.
We can play Close the Party Down Early, Let's All Go Home. No, but you listen, Sean, I don't think you know about the one who's now said they're coming to the party, but you know about the other one.
Who's the other one? Who's coming?
Well, I don't want to say on the air because I don't want to violate that person's privacy, but there are going to be some very well-known people at this shindig.
What do you mean? I don't know. Do I know this person?
Well, you know them. Yeah, you know them, but you don't know that they're coming to the party. We haven't talked since then.
Is it a female or male?
Female.
Oh, I think I know who it is.
I would imagine you do. Can you imagine that?
That'll be great.
It's going to be great. And you know the male who's coming, who has not come before.
Oh, yeah. I told you guys to go to breakfast this morning.
Yep. So we got that. And then we've got Mother will be there.
Is she going to bring the cheesy potatoes?
No, here's your job, though. You've got to stay on my mother and make sure she doesn't blurt out anything insane in front of these people.
That's going to be a hard task.
So your mother will be there. And hey, your brother, Terry, will be there. Your brother, Terry, he'll be there.
Your mother will beat me up.
She's done that before. But your brother, Terry, will be there. You can pal around with him.
Yeah.
You can stay with me. We'll hang out all day.
Hey, your friend Todd will be there.
Any alcohol
going to
be at this place?
No, it's an upscale thing. We might be drinking martinis.
I'll bring the tequila.
Listen, and you know, who else is on the... There's somebody else on the guest list I'm forgetting.
I can't talk about it, so I don't know. I don't know who I'm allowed
the
to
two,
say. Well, allowed
the
to
two
say.
Well-known people, my mom, Todd, Sean, Terry, me. There's somebody I'm forgetting, though.
Me?
I can't remember, but we're under 10, so we're in the right area.
No, you said you were going to get the buns.
No, you're getting the buns.
No, you said you're going to get them for me.
Well, right, but you're going to pay for them.
Right. I'm going to give you the money for them.
Yes, but you are. But technically, you. This is the thing. It's going to be fun, isn't it?
What? Well, I just figured since you already work at the grocery store, you just stop and grab it.
Well, I can get you I can get buns.
I'm going to make cheese dip and bring tortilla chips.
Sean, I'll bet you $500 she won't be there.
And then you won't have to pay for your buns. I will not show up just so you don't have to pay for your buns.
Then
and
I would
Scott
win.
Will give you $500.
I would win.
Oh. Then I'll show up just so he has to give you $500 and you don't have to pay for your buns.
It's going to be interesting.
So you guys are going fishing tomorrow? Scott's never been fishing in his life.
Oh, I go fishing all the time.
Do you know how to take a fish off a hook?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I care about.
Well, how do you know I haven't been fishing? I went fishing all the time. You remember, my people were camping people.
You hate camping.
I've never been fishing with you before.
Oh, no, we have never gone fishing.
Well, why don't you come along?
I can work in the morning.
What the heck?
Why are you inviting people? Ay, ay, ay. No, but maybe, you know, whatever.
Well, I'm sure that I'll be the one driving, so I can invite whoever I want.
I might be there, I might not be there. Do you think you'll like the new co-host of this show, Sean?
Not better than his bestie.
What's that?
It's myself.
No, it's not.
I'm the new co-host.
Oh, you? Well.
Yeah.
I don't know. Jury's out. But it's all interesting, and it's going to be fascinating.
Is it? Is it really?
For me.
You guys are a guy. Guess what I'm eating right now?
What's that?
Dairy Queen. Yep.
Yeah, but see.
You could have brought me some.
You're diabetic.
You could go through the drive-thru and bring me one and a Coke because I'm thirsty.
This is like leftover.
Oh, you can still bring me a Coke.
Stay away from needy people.
I'm thirsty, man.
You didn't get her a Coke?
No, that's not my job. I'm just here to host the show.
So what is the topics right now? You guys have
tonight is that restaurants. Restaurants are open back up. And I went in a restaurant tonight, and the menus are all adjusted. There was hardly anybody in the restaurant, maybe two other tables.
I don't like the new menu.
And I don't think that's going over very well.
Ugh.
Where do you guys go?
I don't want to say because it's a business. I don't want to trash the business, but it's just not... it's different. For a Friday night at 5 o'clock, it was not... very busy.
Well, it's probably because people don't really know that they're open yet.
Well, they should. The governor and everybody else announced it.
It was terrible. I mean, the food was good, but it was just, they didn't have the dessert I wanted because they have a limited menu. The menus are now disposable, so instead of cleaning the menus, which I don't understand because their menus are laminated, so they could have very easily cleaned them after every time, but they have disposable menus, and they only give you one per table. They don't have any of the condiments or, like, salt and pepper and stuff on the table. They just bring it out in a little cup. And so you have to ask, and they only bring you one. You ask for ketchup for 5 chicken tenders, and they give you this one tiny little thing of ketchup, so you have to ask for it a million times. I just
the
ended up taking
it.
Mad. Yeah, I ended up taking it to go, because I was like, I'm not going to keep asking.
The world gone mad, that's what it is.
Oh, for sure.
Well, it's interesting. If anything else, hey, Hitch, in the next 2 hours, give us a call back.
Or all come right. Visit with a Coke.
All right. Bye-bye. Later.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, it's interesting. It was just yesterday. I met one of your friends who I had not met before.
Oh, yeah, Casey.
Casey. I just, because I saw she liked the picture.
Oh, yeah.
Now, is she listening? No.
I don't know. Probably not.
Or she should be.
I don't know. I didn't ask her.
Why don't you message her?
Oh, okay. She just messaged me, actually.
Oh, there you go. Was she like, is she listening?
Oh, I don't know. She didn't tell me that. She sent me a meme.
Well, ask her if she's listening.
I just did.
I want her. I have something to say to her.
Okay.
Okay. We'll see if we can get that done.
All right. I will ask
her. It was interesting.
I asked her, so I'm just waiting.
Because I've heard about this girl, but I think she's your only friend. And
it happens.
It does. And she, like, came out of the blue yesterday.
Yeah. We were walking back from the dollar store. And she was driving.
So I'd never seen her before. And my first meeting with her was...
Yeah. In the church parking lot in Prospect.
Yeah. But I'd heard a lot about her. So it was interesting.
Oh, she's messaging back.
All right, here we go.
Give me like 5.
Oh, then she's going to listen.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said, are you listening?
And she said, give me 5.
Yeah.
All right, so in 5 minutes, we'll get into this. Maybe she'll call in. It's a radio show.
Yeah, well, I was trying to message her back, and I told her to tell me when she starts listening.
All right.
So that
I'm
way
excited.
We know she's actually listening.
Because you don't know what I have to say to this person.
I don't.
I'm excited.
Oh, you...
Now we're going to have fun.
You scare me.
No, I don't have... it's a radio show.
I'm just kidding.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah. She said, okay, hang on, LOL.
Well, what else has she got to do? She's got no life.
Well, she has a son.
Well, yeah, I mean, she's taking care of it, but as far as that, yeah. Nothing else going on.
Well, she's also a teacher, so she might be grading stuff.
I'm a teacher. I'm not grading stuff here on a Friday night.
Well, yeah, but she has...
Watch it.
...her own classroom.
I don't?
I don't know.
Yeah, I do. What do you think I teach out of, a coffee table or something?
Well, I know that you teach with other people.
I do.
Yeah, she does not.
There are other like people just, in that building, I
guarantee.
Well,
yeah, but I mean, like, yeah. No, I don't know that I've ever seen you grade a paper before in your life.
Why would I bring my papers around you?
I don't know. Okay, she's listening.
She's listening right now?
Yeah.
So, how do we know?
But she just told me.
Don't get defensive with me.
Oh, well, I mean, I just...
Okay, so she's listening. So, yes. This is directed at one of our listeners right now, whose name is...
Casey. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I thought her name was Cassie. Are you sure?
Oh, I've always said Casey.
You might have. I'm not saying you mispronounce her name. I'm saying that I might mispronounce her name.
Yeah, it's Casey.
I don't know her. Okay, here's the deal. Here's what happened yesterday. I've never met this girl. Don't know her from Adam. Nothing. All I know, every so often you mention her. So... We're walking around in Prospect yesterday, woohoo, and what? No, you can't be laughing like that looking at the computer.
She said he can't say my name, Bailey is right.
I can't say her name?
Well, you didn't say it right.
Oh, no, but I thought her name was Cassie.
Okay, but it's not. It's Casey.
I understand that now.
She said I'm right.
Well, okay. I don't doubt you. I'm just saying I thought her name was Casey.
Oh yeah. See? There's
is her name that? Casey.
Casey, yes.
Whatever. Okay, here's the deal. So we're walking around in Prospect, Hub of Interest. What are you doing now?
I'm responding back. It's rude not to respond.
Well, what did she say?
She said, OMG, he can't say my name. Laughing face, Bailey is right. And I just put both.
Didn't I just say her name right?
Yes. Okay. This was before.
Please. Here we go. Let's get on with the story. In any event, so we're walking around Prospect, and somebody pulls up in a car.
It was a white SUV, but yeah. Okay, go.
Who's telling this story? Me or you?
You.
Okay. Somebody pulls up in a car, and I immediately recognize the person, because this is Facebook for you, okay? Facebook, I think, is weird, because it suggests people that you should be friends with. And I think because she's a common friend of ours, and I think we have other common friends, it always suggests her to add as a friend. And but I don't add people, so I don't add her. So, but I knew what she looked like because of that. So she pulls up, and out of the blue, and I'm there. We're the only two adults. And after 5 minutes of conversation with her, with you, you and her, you say, "Oh, this is Scott." And that was the extent of the conversation that I got right there. That was it.
Actually, I never introduced you. She said, "Oh, I'm Casey."
I'm Casey, and I thought you said Cassie. Like,
"Oh yeah, this is Scott."
Oh yeah, this is Scott.
So right, I never would have introduced you.
Right, which is why there'll be a new co-host on this show come July.
But that's not just you. That's everybody. I don't ever introduce anybody.
Right, but then I stood there with other people, and you know, you're having some kind of conversation over there, and whatever.
You stood there with my kids.
Well, yeah, somebody had to take care of them. Nobody was paying attention.
Well, I mean, they know how to take care of themselves. They would have walked over with me if you wouldn't have been standing there. I had someone else's kid with me, too.
but don't you think that... I mean, I'm not saying... Because, frankly, I did not want to be a part of that conversation.
Right.
But don't you think that's a little... When you first meet somebody, a little rude?
That I didn't introduce you?
No, we had met.
That I didn't introduce you to her?
Well, no, I think they're like, how are you should have happened at some point there. Okay. It's a phone call.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Oh, guys and gals, how you doing?
Doing well on this Memorial Day weekend. How are you?
I'm doing good. I gotta apologize to you. I said I was gonna get back to you about eating out yesterday.
Oh, that's...
And I'll give you my report right now.
Go right ahead. Fill us in.
Oh, it was great. We ate at Ski Dakota's, and everything went well out there. People were just great. The servers were dynamite, and everybody was spaced apart. I really didn't see too much difference.
Well, that's good to hear. So everything went okay on your trip out?
Yeah, it was great. The menu was kind of abbreviated, but... I had a nice, big, fat, juicy steak, so I was fat and happy.
There you go. So you would go out and eat again, no problems?
Oh, I would. I mean, it was great. I mean, I think people kind of knows the drill, and I think we'll be fine.
Sounds good. Now, do you think it's rude? Let's say you're in the restaurant, and somebody comes in who you don't know, and you're having lunch with somebody, and they don't introduce you to that third person who you don't know. Wouldn't that be... Isn't that bad etiquette?
Yeah, I would pretty much say so.
Yeah, I think so as well. So,
I heard you had that happen there, eh?
I did, and you know, I don't know what happened. It was just a little off-putting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it kind of put you on the spot there. You know... I, you know, it's pretty hard to ignore, and and you can't have a conversation because you don't know who it is, and so...
Right, I had no idea who it was.
Well,
I thought her name was Cassie.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, you wouldn't know because you never met the person.
Never met him. Never met him. Only heard things, never met him.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're correct there. I mean, proper etiquette would be to introduce you before you start getting into a conversation.
You would think.
Yep, I agree with you.
Well, hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for the update. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, sir. You guys have a good night now.
You too. Bye-bye.
And by the way, the phone, what's wrong with you?
Nothing.
So what do you feel about this?
I mean, like, I feel bad because I know that's one thing I'm really terrible at, is introducing people.
Well, I'm just saying her and I are in the same profession. It's mm-hmm. not like we have nothing in common.
Yeah. Maybe she could be the co-host those weeks.
I don't think so.
Well, that's rude.
Well, no, I mean, because last night she really had nothing to say to me, so I think we would probably just sit here and be very awkward.
No, I'll bring her in before I go.
No, she can't come in.
Yes, she can.
No, I won't allow it.
You're not my boss.
Well, here, I'm the boss.
Nope.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. So does she feel it was rude? What's she saying?
She said, what? I don't do radio?
There you go. She doesn't do radio. I can't come on and say it live from Marion, it's Friday night. This is Scott and Cassie. That's not very good. Are you here?
Yes. You are the one that asked me to message her.
Well, yeah, but I didn't know there was going to be a whole conversation going on here.
Oh, yeah.
What is she saying?
She said, I'm the only one that spoke.
No, I said, hi, nice to meet you.
Oh.
Listen, Macy, here's the deal. We have to break here in about 4 minutes, but I want you to call in when we come back from break. Okay? Send,
Bailey.
Oh,
okay.
Send Bailey a message, and roll your eyes back in your head, and call in, and we'll see what happened yesterday, because I don't think you're a rude person. I'm not saying that, and I'm not saying that Bailey is a rude person. I'm just saying I think we had a mix-up there yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
She could have stuck around and watched The Little Mermaid last night.
Well, no, because she doesn't go anywhere right now. Like, they go outside.
But wasn't she out yesterday?
Well, yeah, but she just goes outside, or she goes and, like, picks stuff up at the, like, at a doorstep or something, because her son's super high risk.
Well, we could have taken the television out on the doorstep.
No, that's not. Okay.
I try to accommodate everybody.
I have a big window. I guess you could have just sat out there and
watched
the
window,
right?
Well, don't you want your friends to get to know each other?
Yeah, you don't get let me know your friends.
Well, that's beside the point.
When you start letting me know your friends, I'll start letting you know mine.
But I'm just saying, I think her and I would have a lot to talk about because of being in the same profession.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know, though, because we didn't get that far yesterday.
I know. You could have came up and talked.
And we're not friends on the Facebook.
Right. Well, she doesn't add people either.
Well, there we go. There's another...
You're never going to be friends.
We're never going to be friends. Because I don't add people. She doesn't add people. So there's a commonality we have now.
Oh, man.
That's two.
I know.
Teachers, and we don't add people.
I know.
Does she have that disease where she can't call people on the phone?
I don't know. She called me last night.
Oh,
so.
I can't. Can't call people on the phone.
I think that she's good with that.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah.
Is she going to call in after the break?
I don't know.
Well, we have 2 minutes left here before we're going to go to break, but we've got to take a 15-minute break, and you can call in and describe what you think happened last night, and it'll give us some material on the big show tonight.
Okay.
Do you think she'll call in?
Maybe. And you know what's funny is I didn't even have to look up that stupid number because of Caden last week.
What number is that?
The studio number. The 74033.
You don't know by listening every day by now?
No, I just tune that out.
We're going to break.
Well, I have it saved in my phone, but...
We may be coming back with Bailey. We may be coming back with Macy. We don't really
it's
know.
It's Casey. Ooh.
Who?
Casey.
Casey. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Okay.
We don't know yet.
She said she's going to call in.
She is.
Yeah.
Okay. Macy and Bailey.
Oh,
it's Casey. Casey and Maley and... Maley and Bailey and Kaylee and Snaley and all these people will be with us when we come back after this very short but important timeout. Come back with us.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 till 12 today, and welcome your phone calls today, all of you, to questions.
What you who were listening today